experience of being embraced by somebody who loves you, somebody who kind of has a bigger perspective on things, makes all the difference. And the reading we just had is really God doing that to you. God saying, listen, come, know my presence, know my love. There. It's going to be okay. And maybe if you take nothing else away from this morning, that's what you need today, to feel that embrace of God who comforts us and promises us that it's going to be okay. But of course, as a child, we'll always say, well, how is it going to be okay? How is it when everything seems wrong? And the passage tells us a couple of things. And really what this is about a kind of a trusting in God and a perspective, a bigger perspective. Because so much of our pain comes from the fact that we can't see very much or very far. We can only see what's right in front of us. And God says this. Whatever's going on, however the world seems to you right now, even this will pass. All things will pass. And there was that verse that said, people are like grass. The wind blows over it and they are gone. And the context of the reading is really interesting because it's a place and a country which is, just kind of failing. It's all going wrong. They've turned their back on God. They're ruled by hapless and corrupt rulers. And the prophet reminds them that even this will pass. Bad times come to an end. Evil regimes crumble. Tyrants fall, sometimes dramatically. We want everything fixed now. But the wisdom of God is that quick fixes very rarely work and often make things worse. And this season of Advent reminds us really of the patience and the perspective of God. All these things will pass, things will change, and in the middle of a crisis, it seems like this will last forever. But trust me, things will change. You can look to the future, and you can hold on hope. Because one thing is certain, and that is this, that God and his word never fail. Verse 8 said, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Though the world seems to hurtle on with its noise and its competing voices, and the wars and the fighting and the aspiration and ambition, but experience teaches us that ultimately the only thing that comes to anything is God's purposes, and his promises do not fail. Put your trust in him and in his word. It is like a rock that you can build your life upon, that you might weather the storms. The Bible is full of reminders to look back and remember the amazing things that God has done. And that's what we do this morning, isn't it? As we retell this story, as we have done every year for centuries. But we remember that God has acted. He has done amazing things. And so therefore we can trust him that he will do the same again, that he hasn't given up on us, and that the future is something that we can trust him with. And though sometimes it seems like a long time, don't forget, these words were written 700 years before these events. God's timescales are infinitely vaster than ours. But as one of the apostles writes, don't ignore this fact, that for the Lord 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow about his promises, but rather he is patient. And so you need to hold that together. That sense of the perspective of God's purposes as opposed to ours. And it reminds us that we are in this for the long run, that this is a marathon, not a sprint. The purposes of God are slow but sure. And so we need to live deliberately too. And though the storms come and life seems difficult, that ability to hold on to God's perspective is the thing that will get us through. Rather than being tossed backwards and forwards or blown by the wind so that we change course, we set a course deliberately. We lay a solid foundation based on God's purposes. We choose His perspective. We raise our eyes above these momentary and fleeting troubles, and we set our hearts on that which is eternal. Because the passage ended reminding us that God is greater than all our fears. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He is incomprehensibly greater than all that takes place in our world, that all that we're afraid of, all of our troubles and our trials. And to look to Him is to find a perspective that will get us through whatever we are going through. So this Advent, allow these wonderful moments, these old stories, these beautiful occasions to lift your eyes above whatever you're going through, above the storms of life, and set your hope on a God who is faithful and who is good and who loves you and embraces you and says, "Put your trust in me. It is going to be okay." Amen. We are going to pray now for